Chapter 24. A Man Called Uwe and a Brat Who Draws in Color. The Saab is so full of people when Uwe drives away from the hospital that he keeps checking the fuel gauge as if he's afraid that it's going to break into a scornful dance. In his rearview mirror, he sees Parvana unconcernedly giving the 3-year-old paper and color crayons.
"Does she have to do that in the car?" barks Uwe.
"Would you rather have her restless, so she starts wondering how to pull the upholstery off of the seats?" Parvana says calmly.
Uwe doesn't answer, just looks at the 3-year-old in his mirror. She's shaking a big purple crayon at the cat in Parvana's lap and yelling, "Drawing!" The cat observes the child with great caution, clearly reluctant to make itself available as a decorative surface. Patrick sits between them, turning and twisting his body to try to find a comfortable position for his leg cast, which he's wedged up on the armrest between the front seats. It's not easy because he's doing his best not to dislodge the newspapers that Uwe has placed both on his seat and under the cast. The 3-year-old drops a colored crayon which rolls forward under the front passenger seat where Jimmy is sitting. In what must surely be a move worthy of an Olympian acrobat for a man of his physique, Jimmy manages to bend forward and scoop up the crayon from the mat in front of him. He checks it out for a moment, grins, then turns to Patrick's propped-up leg and draws a large, smiling man on the cast. The toddler shrieks with joy when she notices.
"So you're going to start making a mess as well?" says Uwe.
"Pretty neat, isn't it?"
Jimmy crows and looks as if he's about to make a high five at Uwe. Uwe rolls his eyes.
"Sorry, man, couldn't stop myself,"
says Jimmy, and somewhat shamefaced, gives back the crayon to Parvana. There's a plinging sound at Jimmy's pocket. He hauls out a cell phone as large as a full-grown man's hand and occupies himself with frenetically tapping the display.
"Whose is the cat?"
Patrick asks from the back.
"Uwe's kitty,"
the 3-year-old answers with rock-solid certainty.
"It is not," Uwe corrects her at once.
He sees Parvana smiling teasingly at him in the rearview mirror.
"Is so,"
she says.
"No, it isn't," says Uwe.
She laughs. Patrick looks very puzzled. She pats him encouragingly on the knee.
"Don't worry about what Uwe is saying. It's absolutely his cat."
"He's a bloody vagrant, that's what he is," Uwe corrects.
The cat lifts its head to find out what all the commotion is about, then concludes that all this is sensationally uninteresting and snuggles back into Parvana's lap, or rather, her belly.
"So it's not being handed in somewhere?"
Patrick wonders, scrutinizing the feline. The cat lifts its head a little, hissing briefly at him by way of an answer.
"What do you mean, handed in?" Uwe says, cutting him short.
"Well, to a cat home or some—" Patrick begins, but gets no further before Uwe bawls.
"No one's being handed into any bloody home!"
And with this, the subject is exhausted. Patrick tries not to look startled. Parvana tries not to burst out laughing. Neither really manages.
"Can't we just stop off somewhere for something to eat?" Jimmy interjects and adjusts his seat position.
The Saab starts swaying. Uwe looks at the group assembled around him as if he's been kidnapped and taken to a parallel universe. For a moment, he thinks about swerving off the road until he realizes that the worst-case scenario would be that they all accompanied him into the afterlife. After this insight, he reduces his speed and increases the gap significantly between his own car and the one in front.
"Whee!"
yells the 3-year-old.
"Can we stop, Uwe? Nazanin needs to pee,"
Parvana calls out, in that manner particular to people who believe that the back seat of a Saab is 200 yards behind the driver.
"Yeah, then we can have something to eat at the same time,"
Jimmy nods with anticipation.
"Yeah, let's do that. I need a wee as well,"
says Parvana.
"McDonald's has toilets,"
Jimmy informs them helpfully.
"McDonald's will be fine. Stop there,"
Parvana nods.
"There'll be no stopping here," says Uwe firmly.
Parvana eyes him in the rearview mirror. Uwe glares back. 10 minutes later, he's sitting in the Saab waiting for them all outside McDonald's. Even the cat has gone inside with them. The traitor. Parvana comes out and taps on Uva's window.
"Are you sure you don't want anything?"
she says softly to him.
Uwe nods. She looks a little dejected. He rolls up the window again. She walks around the car and hops in on the passenger side.
Thanks for stopping, she smiles.
Yeah, says Uwe.
She's eating French fries. Uwe reaches forward and puts more newspaper on the floor in front of her. She starts laughing. He can't understand at what.
I need your help, Uwe, she says suddenly.
Uwe doesn't seem spontaneously or enormously enthusiastic.
I thought you could help me pass my driving test, she continues.
What did you say?
Asks Uwe, as if he must have heard her wrong. She shrugs.
Patrick will be in Cass for months. I have to get a driver's license so I can give the girls lifts. I thought you could give me some driving lessons.
Uwe looks so confused that he even forgets to get upset.
So in other words, you don't have a driver's license?
No.
So it wasn't a joke?
No.
Did you lose your license?
No, I never had one.
Uwe's brain seems to need a good few moments to process this information, which, to him, is utterly beyond belief.
What's your job? He asks.
What's that got to do with it? She replies.
Surely it's got everything to do with it.
I'm a real estate agent.
Uwe nods.
And no driver's license?
No.
Uwe shakes his head, grimly, as if this is the very pinnacle of being a human being who doesn't take responsibility for anything. Bavana smiles that little teasing smile of hers again, scrunches up the empty French fries bag, and opens the door.
Look at it this way, Uwe. Do you really want anyone else to teach me to drive in the residential area?
She gets out of the car and goes to the trash can. Uwe doesn't answer, he just snorts. Jimmy shows up in the doorway.
Can I eat in the car?
He asks, a piece of chicken sticking out of his mouth. At first, Uwe thinks of saying no, but then realizes they'll never get out of here at this rate. Instead, he spreads so many newspapers over the passenger seat and floor that it's as if he's preparing to give the car a respray.
Just hop in, will you, so we can get home,
he groans and gestures at Jimmy. Jimmy nods, upbeat. His cell phone plings.
And stop that noise. This isn't a bloody pinball arcade.
Sorry, man. Work keeps emailing me all the time, says Jimmy,
balancing his food in one hand and fiddling with the phone in his pocket with the other.
So you have a job, then? Says Uwe.
Jimmy nods enthusiastically.
I program iPhone apps.
Uwe has no further questions. At least it's relatively quiet in the car for 10 minutes until they roll into the parking area outside Uwe's garage. Uwe stops alongside the bicycle shed, puts the Saab into neutral without turning off the engine, and gives his passengers a meaningful look.
It's fine, Uwe. Patrick can manage on his crutches from here, says Parvana with unmistakable irony.
Cars aren't allowed in the residential area, says Uwe.
Undeterred, Patrick extricates himself and his cast from the back seat of the car while Jimmy squeezes out of the passenger seat, chicken grease all over his t-shirt. Parvana lifts out the 3-year-old in her car seat and puts it on the ground. The girl waves something in the air while yelling out some garbled words. Parvana nods, goes back to the car, leans in through the front door, and gives Uwe a sheet of paper.
What's that?
Uwe asks, making not the slightest movement to accept it.
It's Nazanin's drawing.
What am I supposed to do with that?
She's drawn you,
Parvana replies and shoves it into his hands. Uwe gives the paper a reluctant look. It's filled with lines and swirls.
That's Jimmy, and that's the cat, and that's Patrick and me, and that's you, explains Parvana.
When she says that last bit, she points at a figure in the middle of the drawing. Everything else on the paper is drawn in black, but the figure in the middle is a veritable explosion of color, a riot of yellow and red and blue and green and orange and purple.
You're the funniest thing she knows. That's why she always draws you in color, says Parvana.
Then she closes the passenger door and walks off. It takes several seconds before Uwe collects himself enough to call out after her.
What do you mean, always?
But by then they have all started walking back to the houses. Slightly offended, Uwe adjusts the newspaper on the passenger seat. The cat climbs over from the back and makes itself comfortable on it.
Uwe backs the Saab into the garage, closes the door, puts it into neutral without turning off the engine. Feels the exhaust fumes slowly filling the garage and gazes at the plastic tube hanging on the wall. For a few minutes, all that can be heard is the cat's breathing and the engine's rhythmic stuttering. It would be easy, just sitting there and waiting for the inevitable. It's the only logical thing, Uwe knows. He's been longing for it for a long time now. The end. He misses her so much that sometimes he can't bear existing in his own body. It would be the only rational thing, just sitting here until the fumes lull both him and the cat to sleep and bring this to an end. But then he looks at the cat, and he turns off the engine. The next morning, they get up at 5:45, drink coffee, and eat tuna fish, respectively. When they finish their inspection round, Uwe carefully shovels snow outside his house. When he's done with that, he stands outside his shed, leaning on his snow shovel, looking at the line of row houses. Then he crosses the road and starts clearing snow in front of the other houses.